welcome back to another episode of Let's Chop It Up. I'm Aaron.
I'm Vaughn.
So yeah, man, we're back with another episode. How you feeling today, bro?
I'm feeling all right, my boy. I was really prepping for this episode. This long-awaited episode.
That's how it be, man. I had a question I wanted to ask just to start this off, right? I was having a conversation with somebody. What's the craziest thing you ever done to stay home from school?
That was out of left field.
It was, but I got a story, and I thought it was funny. I thought it was worth sharing.
I don't know if I did anything real crazy to stay in school. I know I, like, pretend to be sick. Okay. Just little stuff like that. I don't know. I never really... Because they used to just make us...
I know they was... Yeah, I know they was on y'all.
Like, if I say I'm sick, my mom say I'm sick too. And then she put the belt right on her shoulder. And I was like, I'm putting my clothes on. I ain't sick no more.
I feel good now.
I feel great. You still sick?
No, bro. One time, man, I ain't gonna cap, I wanted to stay home so bad for some reason. I don't even know why. And I'm like, yeah, man, I don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I'm probably like in third grade. And I just was on one. So she like, well, let me take your temperature. So she gave me the thermometer. We in the kitchen. She gave me the little thermometer. She goes to the bathroom. I go to the lamp in the kitchen, turn the lamp on, put the thermometer on the bug, and that shit gets hot as hell. Like, it just came up with a letter. Like, the E came up, like, error. And she come back. I put it back in my mouth, burnt the fuck out of the bottom of my I'm in that like fake trying to like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want her to know, bro. But that was so crazy. Like, why didn't I want to go to school that bad? You like, tried. Bro, I put it on the light bulb just to burn the fuck out of the inside of my.
You tried harder to get out of school,
bro. Now I'm sitting at home, like, because I actually stay home. I'm watching Morty with a piece of ice under my tongue and shit.
Was it worth it?
Maury and Cheetahs was busting that day. That's all I'm gonna say.
Maury
and Cheetahs, and then sometimes you might catch Jerry Springer. I was having a great day.
When they run off, that shit was gold.
Like, she know he wanted daddy. You know what I'm saying? Eating my little Skittles and shit.
You are the father. No. They still run. When they say you are not the father.
Oh man.
And the girl starts running. Oh, that shit was
take
gold.
Off.
Get the camera off my face.
It's funny. You could fake tell who was gonna do that, because they was so animated in the beginning. It was like, girl, that's Cat. You don't know who the daddy is. Stop lying.
That baby don't even look like me.
But yeah, man, I just wanted to share that with y'all. I thought that was like funny as hell. Like, it was never that serious to do all that just to stay home, man. But yeah, man, we're back with another conversation today, man. Today's topic is relationships. You know, that's super big.
Dating.
In this time of, you know what I'm saying, this era, a lot of people feel like the dating pool is crazy.
Confused.
Yeah, like, do love even exist? You know, it's a lot of questions out here. Yeah. Is the dating pool doomed, man? So definitely, man. Let's run through some questions and let's chop it up.
Started off, not so much in the dating, but in dating, has having endless choice made us more free or more confused?
I say more confused.
Okay.
Because it's like, you may really like somebody, but you see this and like, oh, what if? What if come in? What if I can get this girl? Or does she like me? You know, all this, but you really got somebody over here. So I feel like it causes more confusion than anything. Yeah. Because you want to see what you can grab out here. You know what I'm saying? You may be more attracted to that person than you are to this one. But this one is like your best choice. Mm-hmm. So we'll get blinded because my attraction. You know what I'm saying?
Attraction.
To this person. Just mm-hmm. the physical. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I feel like that it causes more confusion than anything.
Yeah, there's so many options out here. So like, might go for somebody and now you still have that mindset. Like, you have endless possibilities. Mm-hmm. So many options. You might wonder, what if I had this person? Or I can get this person? And that makes you not so much committed to the person you're with.
Yeah.
Even if this person has all the qualities you actually want,
yeah,
this person might look a little better. Might be 6'8". You know what I'm saying? Just things like that. That's going to just
women definitely hit you with that.
They see that Instagram, boy.
I've been told that one time. Like, she told me if you was a little more taller, you'd have got it. I said, what?
See, I haven't got to that point yet.
I instantly called Dr. Miami, man. I got me some...
You'll get your knees done?
Some Negro surgery.
Nah. I never got that.
Yeah, I got that, bro.
Because some of them...
I got that.
Well, my height boosters, you know, I usually wear my height boosters. I'm like 6 foot.
Your height boosters? All them...
Them scorpions. Like this much inches?
Yeah.
But people don't, they won't even know the difference if I have
Nah.
It's just that number, dude.
Are you 6 foot?
Right.
Are you 6 foot two?
And that's really like the stable, because I've heard that a lot. Like, women be like, oh, he got to be 6 feet. Like, what?
Because they, I think they got blinded from relatively social media. I know we're going to get down there in the, once we get more into questions, but it's that's like the standard of beauty now. Or not so much men's beauty, but to be a handsome man, you have to be 6 foot. That's like the standard.
Low key. Do you think today's generation even values love?
I don't want to say no. I do want to say no. I don't want to. Like, my mind is telling me.
I mean, say how you feel, homie.
But my heart is telling me the other way around, because I still think some people are looking for love. I don't think everybody's the same. But I do think they're confused on it.
Yeah.
And not so much confused. I think people are, it's hard for people to even try to look for love because they're kind of confused. And it's a fear. I think there is a big fear.
Yeah, because you have to be vulnerable.
Yeah, there is a big... I was just about to get to that topic. Yeah. I'll wait on it. The vulnerability.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
But I think it's a big fear in getting into the dating pool, because now you got... Some dudes are scared to even approach people because they think they're going to get... Like, I think the biggest fear on approaching people in general for dating is to feel like you're invisible. Like, if you go up to them and they just... Because it's
more
not...
More like rejection or something. You know?
Rejection, but more like... Especially, like, let's say you go out somewhere. Right. You get rejected by multiple people. Mm. And now you're... Rather than just say... You know, you could take it on a chin. You could tell somebody. It's easy to say, just take it on a chin. You know, you got all these fish in the sea and stuff like that. But now you're going to go back thinking you have, like, an insecurity. Maybe I'm not tall. Maybe I don't look good enough. Now you're going... That's going to edge and all later on. Especially if you're not, like, emotionally inclined. Like, if you're not, like... If you're just getting into the dating.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens usually with mostly younger... I want to say younger, like a younger crowd, younger generation. Mm-hmm. They kind of start when they're younger, and then when something bad happens, it's over with. They don't even trust anybody.
Is that it? It only needs to be taken at one time for them to just have a negative experience, and now they didn't gave everybody those same characteristics.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You cannot do that. I feel like we do value love, but we put unrealistic expectations on.
Unrealistic expectations. That is a big one.
Yeah, I feel like we put unrealistic expectations. Like, everybody be thinking of this perfect person they supposed to be with, and like what that person is supposed to do for them. But it's like, nobody looks at what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just study going around, just like, oh, this person for me, they need to do this. You got all this list, but what do you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your list look like?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just got real life.
It's hard because, like, now they kind of put these expectations on dudes. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it's for both, but we are guys, so we know.
Like, yeah.
As a guy, they put high expectations on you. Now you have to almost compete with people you'll never meet.
You competing with social media. Yeah. Like, look at these wedding proposals. They be super extravagant at. All that getting down on one knee, you know, just you and her.
You can't go
moment. Her whole family got to be there. Okay. Your family got to be there. It's got to be this big surprise. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people are really feel away if you don't go above and beyond like that, you know?
So they like, see other relationships with the people that they're following that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They do not look at the same
life. And y'all don't know their story.
They don't know their story. They
y'all don't know these people's story.
They want to go to the first date, Turks and Caicos. We ain't going on. I'm not going to take you on a plane. The first date. I don't even know you.
Exactly.
But they see this. They see it's somebody on like an influencer or something like that. Do it in like, oh, snap. You ain't treating me right because you ain't doing this.
Exactly.
Thing. You don't really love me because you're not doing this. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Bro. I love you, girl. But I can't do all that.
That's real, though.
It's unrealistic. You know, now they're the first ones to say, dudes aren't good or they don't have good qualities, because now when you jump into a relationship and you're already asking for like what they do, like for money and stuff like that,
right,
or where to go, or you should be doing this for me, doing that for me, you're not even chasing love at that point. You're just chasing what they have.
Exactly. You're not even trying to really get to know that person for real
at all.
You're trying to see what can you do for me.
Yeah, what can you do for me?
That's top of the line. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get to know a person. Get that person time to, so you know the base, the basis of that person. Like, what they like, you know, things they into, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, a lot of people are really running around here with like unrealistic expectations as to what they should be receiving in a relationship.
I just think they just don't really know what love is, because, you know, social media, well, we always go back to social media, yeah. But there's no, you know, we talked about it before some other time, but about like people fighting for the relationship, if something goes wrong, mm-hmm. they don't stick with it.
Yeah.
They just leave because there's other options.
There's so many. Everything is so accessible.
Mm-hmm. Today. Everything is accessible.
This kind of leads me into the next question. Do you feel like technology has like tampered with the dating scene?
Yes.
Like just, not even just like social media, but the dating apps.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You can swipe left, swipe right on, yeah, on anybody oh, out yeah. in this joint.
I don't like a hell.
Swipe. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or you got some people that's just on there like, just saying they can come out.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not even gonna catch you. I was one of those people.
Join the club, play. Join the club.
I was at college. I'll tell them. I've been drinking. Come back for the club. 2 a.m. Like
anybody.
Somebody gonna hit. Nah, what my debit card? Right. I'm finna pay for the platinum. Who like me?
Let me get this boost boy, real quick.
I ain't gonna lie, I was one of those people. But then again, you'll have people go to the clubs or go to bars and then they gonna find love there.
Yeah.
You know, they think they're gonna find like a person. Oh, I like how I feel the spark with him. I feel like we special. I feel so comfortable with him. He has charisma. But charisma, people can have all, anybody can have charisma because that's just attraction.
Mm-hmm.
He can say anything he want. Nigga, I'm a sweet talk. Yeah. I can say anything I want to. But I ain't gonna be with you the next day.
It's so rare to find love in them places. I won't say it's not possible, but it's like super
it is
rare.
Possible, but shit.
It's super rare. The chances are slim to none. You know what I'm saying? Because people out just to have a good time on them nights. Everybody ain't looking for love. We're just gonna throw that out there. People
but don't come out there and just hit yourself like, oh, I have insecurities because he don't like me. He ain't talking to me the next day. What you think was gonna happen?
Yeah.
You thought he was gonna be a picture perfect dude, give you roses the next day? No, he went to the club for a reason.
I went there to kick it, have a good time.
Yeah, that was it. He wanted his homeboys.
Yeah.
But I think when people, going back to that spark, I think a lot of people get confused on the spark. And I think spark is good, right? Mm-hmm. The spark is good initially.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't lead a relationship because of the spark. Especially people break up with people because they have a spark with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, I was going to say something way crazy. I don't know why I thought it. But like, let's say me and somebody else had a relationship, right?
Right.
And I meet somebody else. And it's like maybe for a week or something. And I say, oh, we have a spark. We have this.
Right. The little like, connection
like
or whatever.
Connection.
Right.
I'm going to get with her instead of you. But she already has all the good qualities. She's a good woman. Right. She's
and then
nice,
you've been
you know?
Building with that
Yeah, you've
person.
Been building with her. But right. people go there, but they don't know what their intention are because charisma don't have their intentions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have their values. What if they don't have the same values? You know, the values as you. They don't want kids or anything like that. They don't want to be with a partner. They want to probably be with other partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the same intentions on dating you. All that stuff comes into play.
It's really a confusion between attraction and a connection.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like we just attracted to each other, so we probably just fake. Flirting back and forth with each other, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you shouldn't leave.
People
home, you know what I'm saying? People do it though. They leave it. Like you say, they be like, oh, I got a connection with this person. You know what I'm saying?
It's they just chase something that about spark. It. Yeah. They chase that spark, but there's ups and downs in relationships, but people think there's a picture perfect partner.
Nah, I don't think that's
no arguing or anything.
I don't think no relationship is like perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got flaws. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we got to constantly work on as individuals. So we're not going to be perfect in no relationship.
And then I feel like some people don't even know what they're actually looking for.
That's true.
Because some of the people want the bulletproof, nonchalant dude that got no emotions.
Mm-hmm.
He don't feel anything. He just a brick wall.
Yeah.
But then they'll go in saying they want somebody that's emotional. But the first time you show some emotion...
Oh, you it's soft.
You soft.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen people do that.
It's over with.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they want it more like the movies where you get emotional, you cry, whatever. But like, if you really open your, like, you tell her all your insecurities and things like that.
Yeah.
Some people, not everybody.
Yes.
Not everybody. That's why when you find somebody and they don't have that emotional connection as you, they probably weren't the person for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of think. I don't think they're the right person for you. Maybe you have to find someone else that's emotional on the same level. You know, at the same level. Some people might want a bulletproof person, because I think there are people that are bulletproof.
Yeah.
Some people that just don't really care. If you say something to them, they're like, oh, fuck it.
Right.
It is what it is. They don't get so emotionally attached. Some people like that. Those.
Do you think that's out of, like, them having a negative experience from, like, past relationships, so now they got their guard up?
It could be. It could be.
Because I've dealt with that, like, with women, like, who've been, like, cheated on before.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do something that's, like, I don't have no ill intent. I may do something, but it sparked that memory in their head. So now they applying those characteristics to me. So they, all these questions are coming. They trying to treat me different or whatever. Because they think I'm out to hurt them as well. And it's like, damn, what's wrong with you? Like, you know,
they're trying to find something wrong with you.
Yeah.
There's got to be something wrong. Because there's no way he's going to be nice. Because I have a vision of dudes. And everybody's supposed to be bad because his last two did me wrong.
Right.
So there's got to be something wrong with him.
Because that, like, and on both sides, not even just a single out women, but dudes do it too. Like, a woman to get cheated on, like, men ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or a dude to do something with a woman or whatever, and he's like, oh, bitches ain't shit. Like, you know, everybody be quick to do that and just give the ain't shit title to everybody. But, like, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Dudes do that hardcore.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot do that. Like, you can't, because you want forgiveness. I'm pretty sure it's things you done that wasn't right. Mm-hmm. You want forgiveness. You don't want to carry that title around because you evolve. You know what I'm saying? Like, you evolve, you learn from your mistakes, and you do better. But for somebody to hold you to this, like, one flaw that you did back in the day, like, nah, that's wrong. I feel like you can't do that.
I did want to take a deeper dive into your question. You mentioned, like, technology making it harder to date people or get more intimate. I think it's confusing because I want to get more into, like, the dating apps.
Okay.
And, like, just texting, like, on Instagram or Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because you got people.
The DMs.
You got people saying some crazy shit on the DMs that they won't say actually in person.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you.
100%.
I guarantee you there's motherfuckers using ChatGPT to message girls that. I promise you, dude. Somebody's doing 100%. That somewhere. If they're using that for homework.
100%.
Fuck, motherfucker. I use it sometimes for the questions and shit.
Right.
They definitely using that shit to message a girl.
100%, bro.
Give me a reply to make her like me.
Right.
Like,
what's the best way to shoot your shot? You know what I'm saying?
But now people are getting confused because now they can't see you. So now they're saying, you saying all the nice shit, all the good shit, all the sweet shit, all the stuff they want to hear. But they can't see you.
Yeah.
And they can't see you saying it. So they just having an expectation, a super high expectation.
Yeah.
By the time they meet you, now you born.
Is that because you ain't got the time to sit around and go on ChatGPT?
You ask your homie,
what should I say
to this?
Right. That I think that it affects you in the long run if you doing that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't have the time to, like, do that in person. You got to have some kind of social skills. A lot of people don't have social skills because they only feel comfortable on that device. You know, they only feel comfortable doing that, reaching out to women or shooting their shots. Because
there's no fear.
There's no fear of error
because you don't see them.
And if they dish you, I'm blocking
them. Yeah, delete them.
They're going to delete them. You know, it's so much easier to do that.
It's super easy.
It's super easy. I had another question for you.
Okay.
Was you finna ask me something?
No, I was just looking through.
Give me a second. Do you think we addicted to the idea of love, or are we just afraid to be alone? I can speak on this, right?
All
right. From personal experience.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. Get something deep.
You know, I've always kind of like been in relationships.
Okay.
And at one point I had a breakup and I just like, you know what? I know what I want. I'm gonna just get right back into another. I get back into it and time goes on and it's like, bro, it was so much neglect on self.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was just like, damn, am I afraid to be alone? You know, I had to like ask myself that, like, am I afraid? Because I'm so used to being with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I didn't want that aspect to just be gone, and now it's just me. You know what I'm saying? So, And I'm saying this now, like, you know, as I'm thinking about it, like, man, maybe I was afraid to just be by myself, you know, okay. thinking that I didn't found love, I know what I want and all this, but as time go on and you ain't done the work from the previous, mm-hmm. that shit don't never leave you. That shit catch back up to you and, man, you forced to deal with mm-hmm. it because if not, you'll just, you'll continue to keep moving wrong. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I will say, like, man, it has been a time, like, yeah, I was afraid to, like, be alone.
That's interesting because a lot of times people stay in relationships because they're afraid to be alone.
That not just too. Looking back, that too.
They'll stay in a that's relationship real. That's hard for them. That's just, like, maybe a toxic relationship that's bad.
Super toxic.
They'll just stay there because that's what they know.
Yeah.
They don't want to be alone. It's hard being alone, especially if you've been with somebody for so long, for mm-hmm. a long period of time.
Yeah.
It's not easy being alone. But, I just had a brain fart.
No, we're talking about, like, people that'll stay into some toxic shit just because they're afraid to be alone.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know somebody that, like, they significant other stabbed them and they still was together.
See, that's extreme.
Yeah, like, that's legit. Because like... they thought they was getting cheated on. They got into an argument.
But that's super extreme. Stabbed,
went to the hospital with them.
That's super extreme.
Legit. It's like, yeah, what? They still was together after that. I'm like, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
That's super extreme. Because, I mean, being alone, that's why I mentioned, like, being invisible, being alone. Mm-hmm. It's more of, like, right now, I think it's not so much about being in love with a partner. It's more mm-hmm. of, like, a status symbol. They want people to know that they're with somebody or I'm with the baddie, mm-hmm. or I'm dating the baddie, I'm with somebody. But if you're alone, it's more treated like you don't have anybody. Like, you don't have anything yeah. going on. You don't get no girls. Stuff like that, rather than just chasing love. Because, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think, do you think, okay, that poses the question now. Do you think you have to date a lot to, is it necessary for you to date a lot to find a partner or to find love? Or do you think people should have to date a lot?
I don't think you should have to date a lot. I think a big thing that we don't do as people is get comfortable with us first
mm-hmm.
to really understand what we like and what we don't like and what we willing yeah. to deal with and what we don't want to deal with. We get into relationships and like just because we're so attracted to somebody, we confuse mm-hmm. that with connection.
Yeah,
and we'll just deal with their bad behaviors because mm-hmm. I'm so attracted to this person. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of us being together in love and stuff like that, that we'll overlook the bad behavior.
We had a great time together, but
right.
Hopefully, we can make this work.
Exactly.
No matter what,
we can fix this.
Yeah, we can fix this. We can work it out.
Absolutely. I think that's the big thing.
Which I think you can work it out with a lot of people. Mm. But sometimes, if they don't have, like I said, if they don't have the same intentions, the same values as you,
right?
There's really no point. You're not going to go anywhere because now you're going to change that person entirely.
Mm.
You can't change that person entirely. Not going to say that they might not have a quality that you. Like, let's say you had a picture-perfect person. Like, what would you say the picture-perfect person? Like, attractive.
Attractive. Ain't out here partying. Nice, all the time. Nice.
In the house all day. All good the boxes attitude, checked.
Yeah.
What if she was loyal, but she went out? But everything else checked off. Could you make a compromise? But she goes out with you.
Oh, she
is there a compromise there?
I mean, I don't mind her going out with me. It's when she goes to a friend. Then, okay. Especially if the friend's out here wilding. It's like, nah, don't go out with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you don't like friend groups or that like that. So you like, she says she go out to friends, you don't like
it. It's tough, dude. I ain't gonna lie, cause I'm cool if my girl go out and like party and shit. But if it's like so like you always doing this.
Aaron outside the
it's like, oh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I watch you. He got his little mask on.
Hey, I'm in the bushes, I got a ghillie suit on, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, if it's super like you always out,
but then I don't know about that. But then it goes to how much do you trust your partner then?
Why are you always going to the clubs or bars? Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Every weekend, like, it's crazy.
This sounds personal.
I'm just saying, would you be cool with your girl going
hell
out?
No.
Exactly. What you talking
Baby,
about?
I trust you. I don't trust you that much.
Yeah, it's like, nah, what you, every weekend? Like, nah, that's crazy. Because I ain't going to be in the house every weekend. So.
Because you got to think, like, that's why I never really believe in the I'm trying to have fun. Mm-hmm. There's only so much fun you could do going out every single week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's not a temptation.
Yeah, you're looking for someone to look at you. Right. You're looking for some type of like, even if you're not trying to jump on that guy.
Right.
I think having a guy look at you is like a certain like high or like certain.
Yeah, I feel like some women do get off on that. Just like based on the stuff they wear. Mm-hmm. Like, it be tripping me out. Like a lot of the clothes they wearing now, it's like, it look like lingerie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like damn, you should just came out naked at this point.
That's funny, bro, because then they'll go back to those are the same girls that are talking about they want a high value man.
Oh, man, they want all that.
I don't want him talking to nobody. Mm-hmm. I want him out all this. She's trying to chase a 1% man, but right. You're going out dressing like this.
Yeah, it's like, nah, dudes ain't looking for you. Use a good time. That's how they gonna view you based off of what you win. Like, you know, and that's facts. Like, if I was out here just wearing a trench coat, you know what I'm saying, looking like super suspicious, people gonna be like, damn, like, what are you up to? Yeah, you know, he owns something.
Why you got a ski mask?
Yeah.
You doing something.
You're suspicious. Come on. If you wearing, like, real revealing clothes, like, oh, yeah, you out here. That's how I see it. That's how most men gonna look at it, because you advertising something. You, like, you showing off all your body, so it's like, damn, you advertising this.
Yeah, because like
some women don't like that. They don't like to hear that.
No, they don't like to hear that at all.
I should be able to wear what I want. It's like, nah. Cause it's predators out here, man. It's some crazy dudes out here that just wild out and do whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm like, if someone goes out and they dress a certain way, you can't get mad. You can get mad, but you can't get mad if someone's trying to talk to you.
Yeah, because you open the door for that attention. Yeah,
because you open that door for that attention. Sure. You could dress real, real nice.
Yeah.
Without dressing like, you know what?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's like me dressing up nice while I got my shirt off all day.
Right.
We don't got to take our shirt off. All we got to take our shirt off.
Exactly.
You could dress super, super nice without your shirt off. Exactly. But that's me taking my shirt off and not expecting a girl to come up to you and talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Or say something to you. You know what I'm saying? Compliments. Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, why would you go talk to him?
Right.
That's my man, but you look what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Look how I'm dressed. They do the same thing, thinking they won't.
It really opened the door for attention.
Yeah, it confused me why they do that.
Yeah.
I just want to look good. Then they go to the play. They go out
mm-hmm.
and they shaking ass.
See, and that's the
and
thing.
And they shaking ass. Then they got, oh, don't tell me about that. Oh.
That's the thing, like, because I don't want my girl out shaking ass. I don't.
Break one heart.
Like, because if somebody comes behind you, it's like,
and then you get mad, and then you try to tell. Let's say she tried to tell you that someone got behind her, but look what she doing. She's on top of the table.
You advertising
shaking ass in the middle of a circle.
Exactly, and I feel like that's the thing on both sides, right? Men and women, we don't really value ourselves or hold ourselves up, because you know, it's like, man, we all been like turned out to a certain extent, like, you know what I'm saying? This is the norm. Like we want that. All that flashy, flamboyant, like super sexy type shit. Like, we'd be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? We can't wait to get on that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
We can't wait to get behind a girl and do all that. But it's like, man, why we like this, man? We've been turned out by society. Society got us messed up, bro. I'd be like, damn. Yeah, so my next question would be, do you think a hoe phase is necessary?
Specifically the hoe phase? Because I know what you mean by the hoe phase.
Yeah.
But because some people, when you like confront somebody and say hoe phase, they're like, oh, I'm just dating around and see who I like. I don't think there's an issue with dating around because you're trying to see who you like and stuff like that. But the hoe phase, we know what the hoe phase is.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Because you're not actually going for love. You're just trying to get, you basically just getting your body.
You just
catching body. You're just racking a body. That's literally
what
it is.
Yeah, bro.
Because what's your intention to having a hoe phase?
Exactly.
Don't say it's because I like this guy and it didn't work out, so I go to the next guy. That's not what a hoe phase is.
I feel like it causes more damage than pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, because you start to, you know, now you basing people off of their, like, sexual abilities. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like this, but I don't like this. Or she do this, so I'm going to go mess with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it causes too much confusion. You know what I'm saying?
I do think it goes both ways. But specifically girls, it's more like, I don't want to say glorified, but it's super popular now. Like, I mean, it's been popular since like I want to say, I mean, Megan Thee Stallion.
On both.
Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah, on both sides, male and female.
Like, oh, it's my, I'm on my whole face. Oh, I'm on my. What they saying now? They're not saying Hot Girl Summer. They saying it's a different term for it. You know, they just switched the term. Yeah, same shit.
I don't even know.
Different terms. But no, I don't think it's needed.
I don't think it's needed. I was telling my little cousin that yesterday. Like, avoid that shit. Don't get like, lost in that
crazy.
Shit. Yeah.
Needed is crazy.
Because a lot of young dudes, and he's only 20.
Mm-hmm.
He like, man, I gotta get out here. I started late and all this kind of shit. I'm like, bro, fuck that shit.
Ain't no rush.
Don't even waste your time trying to do that shit. Because it's only glorified in like, you know, in social media society. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I did this. I got this many girls and all this. And it's like, bro, you just wasting time. Like, it'd be so much better if you can find a person you can build with and establish that early on.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's just that a lot of people quit because they'll go after these people, but you know, it's not easy to find the person that you
know. It's not easy. And it's working that, but we sidestep because, oh, I ain't never had that many girls before. Yeah, so I got to at least have this many girls. So I want to experience before I lock down.
I ain't ready yet, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Nah.
And I'm like, society force, especially like amongst men. Like, oh, I got like 5 girls I'm talking to right now. Like, dudes kind of glorify that like dog behavior. But it's like, bro, you just wasting time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can find somebody that's for you, lock in with that. You know what I'm saying? Because It's better that way. Yeah, all that whole phase shit, it's glorified, but it's like, man, that shit ain't really what it hyped up. Because it gets old fast.
It gets old fast.
Especially, like, I can only speak for a male's perspective. Like, women want their time after a while. Like, you entertaining all these women, somebody gonna want their time. And it's like,
yeah, they want their commitment. Like, you gotta commit at some point, but then you wanna switch up to go to somebody else.
Right.
And oh, it's she like, think we dating? No, we ain't dating.
Yeah.
That ain't my girl, though.
Exactly.
I can't wait to say that.
That shit, it come with too much. It come with way too much baggage. Yeah, bro.
You got to entertain her. Her.
Yeah.
Her.
And it really take away from you. Your time with yourself. Now whatever you trying to pursue. To exactly. Because your time is cut out to these different women fulfilling their needs for the time being. And it's like, nah, that shit, it come with too much. What advice would you give, like, your younger brother, if he's looking to date?
I don't know, because I kind of have quarrels with him right now. Because he kind of...
And it ain't necessarily just got to be honest. You know,
But I kind of... Like, what are you looking for? That's, like, I think that's the biggest question. Because, I mean, I'm not going to say if you a guy and you going for other girls. Not so much that that's wrong. I don't think it's productive. But I'm not going to just shame you. Shame. Because you ain't living, like, going for values and stuff like that.
Right.
It's what you're looking for. If you're looking for a girlfriend, know what you're trying to do. Know what you're chasing. You're not finna go be on a whole phase of trying to look for a girlfriend. If you're just trying to mess around, you ain't trying to have no connection with girls for real. You're just trying to, like, let's say you're focused on something and you're not trying to get in a relationship right now.
Right.
That's fine as well. That happens. Maybe you're not ready for a relationship.
Right.
Just know what you're doing and don't lead somebody else on.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be more pressure. And don't base what you want or how good you are as a man based on social media or what their preferences are, what's a good or what's attractive, man, because that's not reality.
Right.
That is not reality. You could talk to any girl.
I like that.
Everybody's the same. Not so much the same, but if I got a 6-foot personality, like if I'm next to a 6-foot dude, I'm not going to feel less of a man because this dude's 6-foot next to me. So I think I'm, who was you?
Right.
I mean, that's just personally me. That's just me.
Little as hell, like, who is you, homie?
But some people will feel defeated.
I've seen it, like, I've watched. They like, I can't compete with that. Like, yeah, you know, like, what I'm saying?
Why is he here? Yeah. I can't compete with,
Right.
He's just another dude.
That's real. I say my advice would be work on yourself, man. Like, work get yourself prepared for who you
want. If you ain't ready for a girl, you shouldn't get one.
Because that's another thing, like, you can ask, like, God, I want this person. I want them to have this. And all. People do it all the time, bro. They like, God, send a person for me and all this. Send me my person. But it's like, are you ready for that person? You know what I'm saying? You want this person to be all this, but are you able to receive that?
Some people think they deserve it.
Exactly. They think that they do. And it's like, yeah, we all deserve good things if you're doing good things. But are you able to receive that good person? Are you going to be able to handle them? Or are you going to mishandle them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to do the work on yourself, too, to be able to get something like that. So it's like, focus on yourself and don't come up with all these unrealistic expectations. You know what I'm saying? Meet a person, talk to them, get to know them, and accept who they are. You know what I'm saying? And choose if you're going to deal with it or not. You know what I'm saying? But those would be my two.
I do have one more.
Advice.
Don't feel you have to be somebody else
to be That's real.
Because if you're going to fake it from the jump, and now you somebody else.
Putting on that mask.
You actually are not, like we said before, you actually an emotional guy. Or like, not emotional, like you crying all day, but you... Mm-hmm. You have insecurities and you're willing to talk about it. But if you want to, if she likes, or you think, it's mostly a think. It's not even like you know. It's mostly a think. And you think she likes that bulletproof dude.
Right.
And you like this all day. All that shit going to be pumped up.
Exactly. You can't be your normal self.
That's not who you are.
Yeah, that's real.
Don't be so afraid that, oh, she ain't going to like me
if
I'm opening up. I think you could. So I think there's a key difference from opening up and being like vulnerable. I think there's a difference because... You can open up, like, let's just say you have something you're insecure about, and you talk about it, you open up to her,
right?
And you explain it, but you know you're going to work on it. Like, I'm working on this.
Okay.
And this, I think that's a very, very mature thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if a girl isn't willing to accept that, I think that's immature on her, and she's not ready for a relationship.
Right.
But if you're, I'm looking for the exact word, but if you have an insecurity, and you're willingly taking out, like, you have to accept me for who I am or you don't love me, instead of working on yourself. Like, people are like that.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, I have an insecurity. Do I do this? Do I do that? Do that? You're asking a girl all the questions. Do I do this? Do I do that? Now you're bothering her lifestyle, making her lifestyle harder based on your insecurity, and you're not even working on it. You're like, oh, she has to accept me for me.
You can't do
that. That's different.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, that's not being mature, and that's not...
Yeah.
That's like a mutated version.
Yeah, you of being can't
vulnerable.
Do that. Yeah.
That's a totally different thing from being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I think you could talk about yourself and open yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talk about it all the time. I'm not
for
crying
sure.
to you, but I'm, you know, we talk about it on the podcast every day. We open up to each other.
Things that you actively working on.
I think I can get better at.
Right.
But I'm not sitting here saying it to you, like, pestering you about
like, this what it is.
Yeah, this what it is. You gotta accept me how this is it.
Type deal. Yeah, I feel
that. Because
a lot of people do that.
People will do that.
And like, oh, that's just me. And it's like, nah, that ain't okay. If I was just slapping motherfuckers in the face and it's like, yeah, you just gotta deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that shit ain't alright.
I don't think that's being vulnerable. That's, people get that twisted.
Mm-hmm. That's facts, though. That's facts. Nah, man, it's been a good conversation, though, man. I know you had some, questions that people,
y'all gotta follow us on Instagram, because sometimes we're gonna put a poll or a question in our notes. So
definitely,
I put a question
in
last week. Our Instagram is in the description. But I put a question out last week. The question was, is dating ruined? Does love exist? And I got a couple replies. The first, I'm just gonna read them off and
tell
what you think about them. All I already read them, so I just want you to.
Let's do it.
All right, number one. Dating culture is ruined nowadays. I do believe love exists, though. Pretty simple.
Yeah, I feel like we touched on it.
Ruined nowadays.
It's just it's a lot of things messing with how we perceive love. And
should I tell you if it was a girl or boy, or should I just keep going? Like, keep it pushing.
Nah, you can just keep it.
Okay, I keep it pushing. I'm not gonna say no names except for like two people because
they said okay for sure.
Number two. If you're dating for the wrong reasons, yes. I think love still exists. You just have to be willing to put away lust.
I agree.
That's 100%. That's facts.
100% I agree with that.
Facts.
Yeah.
Dating is ruined. Love does exist. That was number three. All right. Now we finna get into like the more in-depth responses.
Okay.
All right. Number four. Honestly, I feel it's so hard to find someone now. Once there's an issue, people break up. Or don't want you to deal with or fix it. They look at all these qualities that are just unrealistic, and usually what happens is they look for that person they get, but it's not what they expected. And then there are no good people out there. People rather choose fantasies than someone who is actually genuine.
Yeah, I mean, It's some truths in there. It just like, sounds like they just then gave up for
real.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. Yeah. They've been through something and they just gave up.
Yeah, they
because it depends where you're looking.
Like, yeah.
I think a lot of people get twisted where they're actually looking. Like, go to a library, go to a coffee shop, go to. I mean, like, you gotta think. Like, you can't just go
where, to a bar.
Yeah, to a bar. Yeah. But that's what most people just think, and they're going to find a good girl. Now, when they go to something bad to them, they're like, oh, she just wasn't a good girl for me, or no girl is good. No, it just depends where you're looking for. Where you're at. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
That's what I think.
That's real.
There is truth, but there is not. All right, next person. If you can't find a wife... you can't find a wife in Chicago, bro. It's full of godless women. Church, bro. These other women are everyone in sight on Friday. Hold on. I'm just stuttering hard as fuck. Church, bro. These other women are for everyone in sight on Friday, Saturday, and then want to settle down the other 5 days of the week. Honestly, most women don't have the self-respect. They've always had a lot of options.
Damn.
He said they always put somebody bro, Friday, Saturday with somebody that would have settled down the rest of the day.
Done bad out here. he been done bad.
He said, I don't want people to just escape to saying church girls because if you don't have the same values as those people, as someone that's a real, real religious church girl, it ain't gonna work out. Because those same dudes want to crack all day. You know, they want head.
That's the thing.
I'm gonna teach you how to find a church girl. Okay. She ain't gonna give you head, bro. I tell you, she not gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't escape from that. That's not.
But that's not in this Bible.
He looking at the back.
Nah, that's wild though, man.
People, I don't think you think these people should escape just saying I'm gonna go for a church girl because because
it's like, are you even living that religious life? Nah. Like, that's the thing, and it just kind of go back to like. Focus on you first, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, because what you doing to put yourself in a position to obtain a good woman? Feel like you got to do that, because he just had bad luck.
Yeah, probably bad luck. I think some people do bad luck, because I've seen one of the guys that DM me, he said a lot of stuff, like, he's been with her for 5 years, cheating on him and stuff like that. I do think some girls can lead you on a dude.
Nah, facts. That
you are. It facts. Could be the wrong thing, but I don't facts. Think you should just give up on every girl in person.
Nah, you can't.
You can't label everybody.
Exactly.
Can't label everybody. So exactly. Can't, just because somebody gets in a shootout, not everybody. I'm light skinned. I ain't shooting nobody.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It just, bro done been hurt.
All right. Let's go to the next person. We got three more. Hell yeah for both. Maybe not yet, but for the younger generation, damn near. Copy what they see, mocking celebrities and shit, and believing lies.
That's true. A lot of people do copy celebrities. They live their life according to social media. You know what I'm saying? They try to mimic the superstars. Hell yeah. Because it'd be funny to me. People would be like, they will look at celebrity relationships and be like goals. And then 2 months later, them celebrities not even together no more. They done broke up.
They don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They see a picture. That's and they think they're a happy family.
That's it.
They probably argue after that picture's over. Remember we talked about it before? You said they're taking a picture of a happy family. But besides that, they are going all
over. Yeah, motherfuckers hate each other. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Behind closed doors, you know?
But it's that image. They just see image. That and they think it's all beautiful. Sunshine
that
and
shit then became the more important than reality, man, to a lot of people. So, yeah, I agree.
All right, we got two more. Our D's are two. This Votto. Move at your own pace.
Okay, my man is there. Shout out to him.
He said, to an extent, guys that are doing what they should focus on building their body, mind, soul, and stay locked in for themselves to become a better version of themselves. No one is perfect, and there's no such thing as perfect. Who is for you is for you, and needs to have realistic expectations instead of stupid and unreal expectations like that. The way females look at dating is wrong. You shouldn't have to compete. The relationship shouldn't break when things go wrong. Keep going through thick and thin.
Yeah. I agree with that. And we kind of touched on that in the pod, the whole having that unrealistic expectations.
What do you think about the competition part? Do you think guys should compete to an extent?
For a woman? It's like, you shoot your shot, and if she choose somebody else, be it. I'm not finna, I ain't finna get in your way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll be ready to crash out for that.
Nah, I ain't crashing out.
You know I was talking to her, boy.
You got
that's
a big
my
brother.
Girl. They ain't even date yet.
Hey, you got a big brother.
All right, this is my boy Dane. He said, "Nah, I just don't complicate it. If it feels right, then it is. Can't force it. I think you should continue working on yourself as a person. You have to go get what you want. 1% of time, things will just come to you. You just have to be comfortable being yourself, especially in a relationship. There's no faking anything. If it's not real, it won't last."
Yeah, that's facts.
It ain't real. We talked about it. If it ain't real, it ain't gonna last.
You only can wear the mask for so long. For your real self come out. You know what I'm saying?
Me. You start bust up crying.
Yeah.
She's like, ugh.
Exactly.
What do you think about that though? Like the
what when?
Like if you open up. I don't think she, so. I don't think all girls are like just gonna just shoot you off because
nah, like cry. Most women are a lot more emotionally
because they want because a lot of not me per se, but you know, a lot of the topic is like if a guy opens up, she might not think he's attractive anymore.
I mean,
and that's a thing now. Not me personally, you know, I ain't never been through that. I'd be cool. Like,
this
talking.
Is why, you know, it's so important to like really have them conversations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Get to like know who you. Yeah, don't come in and though like we only been talking for 2 weeks and now you in this joint. I can't do this. Though. You know what I'm saying? Like, know who you with, and you know what I'm saying, and get to them levels. You know what I'm saying? But if you come in just on some, for lack of better words, like some crybaby shit, like, it's like, damn, you always like this. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? That's too much. But you gotta know who you dealing with.
I just got one more closing question before we wrap it up.
Right.
How do you think people should approach a date? Or how should they? A lot of people, their first date is a FaceTime call, or their first date is a call. That's technically a first date for some people. Before they even go out and meet them, do you think you should meet somebody right away, or as soon as possible?
I mean, I'm looking at it from this point, I'm out, and she out. I get a number. Mm-hmm. We talking, and then through those times, I'm us talking. I'm saying what she like, all this, and then I'm gonna arrange a date from that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, if we just having the first date on the phone, it's crazy.
People have first dates on the phone. They'll sit there and FaceTime for hours.
Nah.
For long periods of time before they have a date.
That's insane. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
My minutes ain't free to after 7 anyway.
My phone would die.
But nah, that's crazy. But that's what I would do. You meet somebody, you get to talking to them, see what they like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then we arrange a day to hang out and see how it go. You know what I'm saying? See how our in-person dialogue is, you know.
Yeah.
Can we hold a conversation with each other and all
that's
that?
A big thing.
And go from there.
Yeah. I feel like some people just overcomplicate actual dates.
They do,
they
man.
Think
a
date,
and they get there or they just...
Everything gotta be perfect.
A mute.
I gotta get an expensive meal. No,
yeah, see, I ain't doing
regular shit.
Yeah.
You got regular shit, just...
Because a lot of dudes, they overly do it on, the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now you looked at as some money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
I mean, even that's faking, because that's not what you actually like.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then they be like, damn, why she always ask me for money? Mm-hmm. That's what you led with.
Yeah.
You led with money. You know what I'm saying? You didn't lead with your characteristics, your personality. You led with money.
You should have a connection without saying what you actually do, how much money you make. You should just... talk about your personality.
Exactly.
I think a good date is if you can leave and you were happy that you met this person. I learned something from this person. I actually was glad I came out and talked about had a date with her. Or met this person. If you just come out damn, I didn't get to crack today.
Yeah.
That was already.
And that be on people's
minds
too, bro. They be thinking you're supposed to do something for
that
crazy.
Ain't always,
But yeah, you know the date going good if y'all go somewhere else afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't just all right, see you later. After
you ready to go? Whatever, you ready to go back and see it, stuff like that?
Right, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. But no, man, appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode of Let's Chop It Up, man.
Yup,
it was a good talk. I enjoyed this conversation.
I think I'm gonna call my ex.
Y'all make sure to tune in next week, man. We have another episode for y'all, man. All right, so I want to try something, right? I seen this video, and I can basically, I can basically do the hypnosis, right? And I'm gonna try it on you. It's real quick. I can do it though, right? I can just do it. Just look, right?
If you hit me, bro,
I'm not making contact with you. All right, look at me.
Whoa.
You got to make eye contact. You just want to get crazy. All right. When I clap my hands, okay. When I clap my hands, you won't remember being gay.
What? Wait, hold on. I'll start a belief. Wait. Oh, he ain't starting, right? Look how serious.
I did it already.
Okay, what? What about it?
I already clapped my hands. It's working. You gay?
Fuck. I'm gonna stop it.
You little. He don't remember.
Paul.
He don't remember.
He trying to. No.
He don't remember. I told you, I can't. Legit. I've been watching things. It's really all in the eyes. He don't remember.
You a bitch.
What do you like? What's your sexuality? Are you straight? Do you like women?
Crazy, bro.
Do you like women?
If I say it, you gonna be like, see, he forgot.
Do you like women?
I'm just not gonna answer.
No, I seen that online, bro, and I thought that shit was hilarious.
That makes somebody bad.
Dude,
bro.
I was never gay. Exactly. He just kept hitting him with that kind of shit. Dude was like, I was never gay to begin with. Exactly.
What killed me was your serious face. He was like,
I tried to sell it. I had to sell it, man. I just wanted to see if it'll work off.
That shit on weed.